the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Hour number two of the Passionate Radio Show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. We're glad you're here. Youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, your email address, radiomd.com. If you miss a segment, you can listen to it back. Want to hear it again and again and again and again? You can do that too. We stream at radiomd.com too. In this hour, no Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He's away for a bit. He'll be back soon. Dr. Deb Lonser will be back soon. But Dr. Arthur Perry will be here at 34 past the hour. Straight talk from the docs. How about it? What's going on?
Well, we're going to talk about the new breast implant that Allergan has. If you will, Arthur calls it a gummy bear implant. So we'll find out what he means by that. We'll also talk about a number of plastic surgeons and dermatologists and some regular old internists are getting sued by their patients for laser treatments that their staff did. And we're going to tell you how you can protect yourself from this problem, if you will, so you don't have to sue anyone, so that you just protect yourself from the problem. And the third thing is, what's Oscar got to do with the skin? And Arthur has a very interesting take on what Oscar has to do with the skin.
All right, straight talk from the docs, 34 past the hour. Dr. Mike's real age tip before the end of the hour. Udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Girl Scout cookie season goes through March 10th. So is the new Girl Scout cookie really good for you? The Girl Scouts have gotten together with a company that makes a product that grinds freeze-dried fruits and vegetables into a powder and adds it to various foods. They supercharge the nutritional value of food. And now certain Girl Scout cookies, they say, well, they did say, has all the nutrient benefits of eating cranberries, pomegranates, oranges, grapes, and strawberries. But guess what? The Center for Science and the Public Interest said, you can't say that. So they backed off on the Girl Scout cookie. So they sent a letter to the Girl Scouts telling them to stop promoting the cookie as a healthy product. I mean, it's not really, is it?
Oh, it's a very unhealthy product.
It's so unhealthy. It's so obnoxious. I hate more than anything when companies do this.
And you know, we tolerate the Girl Scouts because they're there for a very good function. They're there for a reasonable reason. But now if they started really making Girl Scout, if you will, rather than cookies, you could get whole grain cookies. You could get, with fruit in them, without sugar. They taste great. You can get them so they stay longer. You could get them to sell dark chocolate. You could get them to do a bunch of things. You know, instead of the mints, you'd sell a dark chocolate that's a 72% would taste great. You could do things, if you will, healthy. And it's a shame that they haven't. And they even have, unfortunately, got the Girl Scouts thinking that these will be healthy. So they're misguiding their own scouts. The Boy Scouts, by the way, have revised their cooking manual to include a healthy way of cooking and healthy menu items. And I will say that Jim Perko of our own Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic was instrumental in helping them do that.
I can't imagine the Girl Scouts could have gotten away with that for very long, you know, promoting the cookie as being healthy. But the cookie does have 4 grams of saturated fat and 11 grams of sugar per three cookie serving. The coconut-flavored mango cream has enriched flour, dextrose, a form of sugar, right? Dextrose?
Yep.
Yes.
And palm oil. Also some soy lecithin, citric acid, malic acid, and a natural dye that comes from the a tree in Latin and South America. So are the cookies horrible for you? Well, you know, they're saying all Girl Scout cookies should be considered an occasional treat and eaten in moderation.
But they aren't. I feel like it's rare for people to have self-control when it comes to Girl Scout cookies.
Well, let me ask you this then, because according to the label, each three-cookie serving, which is 36 grams, this is what they're saying, has 15% of the daily recommended intake of vitamin B and 6% of A, C, D, E, and B6. A serving also has 180 calories and 8 grams of fat. By comparison, a two-cookie serving of the Caramel Delights have 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 5 grams saturated, and 12 grams of sugar. Nothing in there that is of any benefit?
Well, it's not that there's nothing in there that's any benefit, but if you kill the person, it doesn't matter what the benefit is after they're dead, right? And that's essentially, you know, when you have that much saturated fat and that much sugar, it's not, you can't even do moderation on that and it be healthy. So there should be, you know, so is this, is it good to buy these? Should you support the Girl Scouts? I think you should just give money to the Girl Scouts and don't buy the cookies, because there's no reason for you to have them. Taunt yourself and corrupt yourself with them.
I mean, it's really the same type of concept as cereal companies that fortify their cereals, and they swap all these claims on the front of the package that say, yeah, loaded with these vitamins, blah, 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 and it makes it seem like they're so healthy. But then you, when you turn around the box and there's like 10 grams of added sugar in it, those 10 grams of added sugar are never going to outweigh, or those vitamins are never going to outweigh all of that sugar. So it's misleading, in my opinion, because people honestly believe that they're healthy because they say that they're healthy. And so, and then they end up eating more. It's the health halo effect. It's when you think that it's more healthy, so you justify eating more of maybe what you would have eaten less of if it was.
Well, that's just crazy. If you eat cookies and think any of it's healthy, you're right about that. They really aren't. Kellogg and General Mills are ready to roll out breakfast drinks. Kellogg's introducing Breakfast to Go, a milk-based drink, which will be rolling out. General Mills testing a dairy-based breakfast shake called Beef Fast that is whole grains. And they say the nutrition of a bowl of cereal and milk, including fiber, protein, vitamins, and whole grains. The broader idea of turning meals into drinks is getting more popular as people look for convenient ways to eat on the go. So breakfast drinks are seeming to be something they're going to be, you know, pushing as well. What do you think?
I think that they're also pushing it more because of all of the schools and it being an issue with schools offering breakfast in the morning. Because if you have a certain percentage of free or reduced students in every public school, you have to offer breakfast. And because there's oftentimes so little time between the kids getting off the bus and having to start first period, they're trying to make breakfast options as fast as possible. And so I think that maybe that is part of the theory behind it.
All right, before the break, Dr. Mike, here's the headline I messed up before the break at the top of the hour. The headline is smoking's gender gap is closing. I thought it was a good thing, but it's not a good thing. What are the details on that story?
The problem with this is that, if you will, that smoking is a bad thing and increases cancer rates. And it used to be that men would have 25 times the chance of getting cancer of the lung and about 15 times of getting any cancer if they smoked compared to men who didn't smoke, whereas women didn't have that. And it obviously was women didn't smoke for as long. Now that women have smoked for as long as men, they both have about a 15 times increase in the risk of all cancers, and especially lung cancer. But even breast cancer and bladder cancer in women, and obviously bladder cancer in men.
All right, one of the top medical stories of the week coming up. Dr. Gary Ginsberg is not with us this week, but enough information here before we get to Dr. Arthur Perry segment of 34 past the hour to keep you interested and informed. Chronic acid reflux, there could be some ease on that, maybe some help for you on that. Breathing is going to be made easier with some three easy steps. And some of the long-term medical savings from bariatric surgery may not be there. Of course, then again, they may. So more of those covered coming up. You, the Owner's Emmanuel Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royce.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card. Good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and need the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it is not familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it is not familiar, call 911. If it is not familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they're often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Joe Galuski and Dr. Deb Lonser, and starring Dr. Michael Roizen, M.D.
Hey, you're the Owner's Manual Radio Show, brought to you weekly by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. We miss Dr. Gary Ginsberg. He'll be back soon. But Dr. Arthur Perry standing by, 34 past the hour. He's ready to go. So between now and then, let's fill you in on some of the other top medical stories of the week. I thought, Dr. Mike, a couple of weeks ago, didn't we have a guest on about heartburn or acid reflux? Wasn't that one of our guests a few weeks ago?
It was.
Yeah, and I think there's a story here that may help some people with chronic acid reflux.
Right. There's a new device that is essentially a magnetic bracelet that's put around what we call the gastroesophageal junction. There's a muscle there, and it's put around that muscle and somehow helps keep it without being tight. I don't know why it's magnetic, but somehow keeps the acid in the stomach without causing as much difficulty as prior. So the prior attempts had been bands that were put around this, literally, if you will, bracelets, but firm bands. And they cause, because they have to be small enough, they cause a problem in swallowing and in digesting food and even in burping. And so this device was brought in to, in fact, improve on that. And seems to do that, although the data isn't really there, meaning out of the first, I think it was 300 patients tested with it, six had a real problem with the serious side effects, and four had the device removed, mainly because they had this problem of swallowing early on. By the way, if you make it 2 years, you do much better.
Yeah, I was going to ask, who would be the perfect candidate for somebody like this? A lot of people, some people, as you indicated, have used it and have had some problem with it, but it's probably not for everybody.
It clearly isn't for everybody, and it's not clear who should be the ones getting it. One of the problems with the protein pump inhibitor that is commonly known as the purple pill and its other pills like that, excuse me, and other pills like that, is that you develop bone thinning. Most of those, because you need acid to absorb certain of the minerals like calcium, and so that is a problem.
Give us some tips on how to breathe better, not only all season, all the time. What are some easy things people can do to breathe a little bit more effectively?
Well, there's a routine or a regimen, and it's a three-part regimen. It was developed by the Cleveland Clinic's own doctor, who is an expert, Michael Benninger, who's chair of the Head and Neck Institute. So it first is clear your head, get steamy, rinse out your schnoz, and sleep smarter, and I'll come back to those. Two, transform your indoor air, which is make sure you get a clean filter and hydrate at night and a cool mist humidifier. And three, drink up, guzzle water, and just add ginger. So let's go back to these. One, get steamy. That is, step into a quick hot shower. The steam can loosen up congestion. Two, rinse out your schnoz, keeping your nose moist by using a drugstore saline spray every day, or what we call
Neti pot.
Neti pot. Thank you, Joe. I was all of a sudden, I was picturing and said, what the heck do I call that thing that I use?
I was waiting for you to say neti pot.
It was a senior moment there. third one in the clear your head is sleep smarter, if you will. If you're allergic to your pillow, get a foam pillow. And make sure your neck stays angled at about 15 degrees so your nose is above your heart, and then gravity will let it decongest normally. Second, transform your indoor air. Use a humidifier or an air purifier with a HEPA filter. Leave windows cracked open during the day to circulate air and dilute allergens. Wash bedding on the hot cycle once a week, and encase your box springs mattresses in pillow covers that are either latex or 1 micron, so the bed bugs can't get, the bed bugs poop doesn't get through to cause allergies.
Yeah.
Hydrate at night. Every time you exhale, moisture escapes from your nose and throat, so make sure you have water at night, even if you have to get up and get rid of it during the night. And use a cool mist humidifier. Why not a warm mist? Well, they can be drying over time and lead to nasal swelling, and also they can grow bacteria. So cold is better, and make sure you take care of the instructions to keep it germ-free, and then change your air filters every 6 months. And step three, make sure you're hydrated, guzzle water, and add ginger. It's an age-old remedy that really works. The compounds in the plant relax constricted airways, relieving congestion. Add it to syrups and stir fries or sip ginger tea. And that's how to breathe easier.
I religiously change our air filters in the furnace. That's pretty important because not only for the effective, efficient operation of your furnace, but also, you know, for any allergens that may be in the air.
That's exactly right.
And I remember when I was sick there last month, he told me to use a neti pot. So I don't really know how to use it. I think we have a neti pot. So I went to the YouTube video. Very interesting.
Ah, wasn't that a great YouTube video?
I had no idea what to do with a neti pot, and then I went to the YouTube video. I said, ooh, in one side, out the other.
It's a great video. That lady, I don't know if they've
still got
it. Yeah, I don't know if they've still got the one from the Oprah show when we first did it. But it was our first time, and we called her out of the audience, and she did it perfectly. No preparation at all.
I had to...
One you watched?
Yes, the lady, the infamous lady with the neti pot in one side and out the other. And I said to myself, really? That's possible to do that? But I guess it does. Your nose is set.
And did you do it?
Yes, I did. But I didn't show anybody. I needed some practice to do it.
No, but you're doing it every day.
Well, I'm not doing it now because I feel good.
Joe, you're supposed to do it when you feel good so you don't feel bad.
Okay, but my point being that when I saw it for the first time,
you can see, ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this, how much influence I have over my co-host.
But I did take your advice when I felt terrible. When I felt bad, I did it. But seeing that video, YouTube video of how to use a neti pot is like seeing Hoover Dam for the first time. It's like, whoa.
I like that phrase.
This is really interesting. Okay, give me a minute on this, whether or not we get any medical savings from bariatric surgery. There's a study that disputes that. Is that true?
Well, the most interesting thing on this is obviously a lot of the work that showed savings from it came out last year in a set of studies, one of which was headed from the Cleveland Clinic. So obviously this one that shows no savings over, I think it's a 6-year period. I'm going to have to look at that a little bit to figure out how many years it is. But the one that showed no savings here is going to cause problems because there are a lot of these surgeries being done. It was thought they get rid of diabetes and would save money. Obviously, one of the things that happens, and the argument was, well, it takes 10 years to show savings. Well, if it takes 10 years to show savings, no one's going to do it from a savings standpoint. But if it costs more every year and there's an upfront cost, the insurance companies are going to have a hard time justifying it. And so we're going to have to look very closely at the study and say, why is there more cost? Is it because these people are feeling so much better, they're doing other things like getting their knees and hips replaced, and then leading an active and much better life and much more productive at work? Or is this they still have the same complications and it's a small percentage who are getting rid of the diabetes and keeping the diabetes at bay? And then you're going to have to say, why is this different than other people? So it'll be very interesting to find out. The story isn't done on this yet.
Straight Talk from the Docs, Dr. Arthur Perry, next. And you can't go away till you hear Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the second hour. Straight ahead, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Yeah. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can email us questions to Arthur, the great plastic surgeon, said renowned, but you're even better than renowned. You're great. The great plastic surgeon, Arthur Perry. Arthur, the Allergan company got the FDA okay to start marketing its gummy bear breast implant. Is this better for the women? Does it hold shape better? Does it do something better? Does it feel better? Does it have less side effects? Why is it called gummy bear anyway?
Mike, this is actually a fairly important thing. I mean, it sounds trivial, right? A new breast implant. But for women who, let's say, need breast reconstruction, this is a big deal. And also, just for cosmetic reasons, it's a big deal. Let me tell you about this implant. Now we're into the 50th year of breast implants, Mike. In fact, 2012, we had that big party. Remember, you and I had that party about the 50th anniversary of breast implants? You don't remember that one? Well, it was a big deal with plastic surgeons. But the implants, up until this point, have been silicon gel. And that gel, I always say to patients, whatever shape your breast has before the augmentation, it's going to have that same shape after the augmentation. It's just going to be magnified. And that was what we said with the regular gel implants. That all changes as of last Wednesday, because Allergan now got approval for their new gummy bear implant. That's right, the gummy bear. Why do they call it gummy bear? Well, I know that you've eaten a gummy bear or two in your life, Mike, and you told me that you
I have tried gummy bear DHA, which is the omega-3 fat. It has a gummy bear version for kids because it improves their IQ, and it actually is a one. It seemed fine. It did have more sugar than I wanted in it. And today, actually, Bayer Aspirin, or the aspirin manufacturer of Bayer, Bayer makes multivitamins, and they have a one-a-day multivitamin, but it's actually two-a-day, which is the way you should get it. So you can take one gummy bear in the morning and one gummy bear in the afternoon. It has about 2 grams of sugar per gummy bear. So you stay under the limit if you have only one an hour, or especially if you have it after some walnuts, and you can get half of the I believe, in a morning and night multivitamin. Of course, they're a sponsor, but morning and night is the way you should have the multivitamins, and this works because it's half a gummy bear, so I tried one today. So you caught me on the day I tried it.
All right, well, the gummy bear, those are those, you, all of those people out there listening, you remember from when you were a kid or Halloween, gummy bears are those chewy candy, you know, and if you chew into them, they're just sticky enough to pull out your filling, so the dentists love those. Well, but the important thing with breast implants is that these gummy bears, it's that same, the scientific word is viscosity. It's it's between a solid and a liquid. There are degrees of gel, and then you get harder and harder gels. Well, these gels in these new breast implants hold their shape, and that's the key thing. And they're also called formed shell implants or formed shape implants. So when those implants are in the body, they have the shape, as opposed to your breast has the shape. And your breast then assumes the shape of the implant. It's an enormous change in the concepts of putting implants or volume expansion of breasts. And again, before this, we had to use implants that became the shape, whatever it was. If it wasn't so good, then we had to alter the shape of your breast. So we did breast lifts, and we removed skin, and we tried to shape the breast. But now we have this implant that has a good shape, and the breast skin and the breast tissue conforms around that. That's why this is important, Mike. And it's important for breast reconstruction patients, patients who have had cancer and need a reconstruction and have no shape whatsoever to their breasts. But it's also important for women who have very small breasts or misshapen breasts. So I did one of these this past week. I used one of the other companies. That's Sientra. There's now two in the game. And I used that implant in a woman who had had a giant breast biopsy. So it was almost like a reconstruction, but she had very poor shape to her breasts. And I used those implants to shape her breasts. And they do a great job. Again, it's a different concept, but it is fairly earth-shaking to plastic surgeons. It really is, Mike.
So by earth-shaking, you mean the shape is... Now, how do you determine what shape, and do you ever do just one breast? In other words, people get reconstruction from mastectomies or things that remove cancer. How do you determine, do they hold their shape? How long do they hold their shape? How long has this gummy bear breast been tested for?
Well, you know, it's new. But that doesn't mean the implant is new. How's that? The new FDA approval, which was just this past Wednesday for Allergan, that's something new. But honestly, the company has been working on this implant, and it's been around the world for 20 years. So sounds new, but they're not really new. So they do have a fair amount of data. But even with that, the FDA has required the Allergan company to follow 3,500 women for 5 years with these implants. And another 2,000 women for 10 years to determine just exactly what does happen. You know, how does the shape, what happens to the shape, and what happens to the implant over the years. So the implants are not particularly new, although they're new now in the United States. So does that answer your question, Mike? I know it was a compound question.
I think so.
Wait, I have a question. If I came to you and was like, Dr. Perry, I want to have breast implants, is this something that you would recommend?
Well, you know, it depends. Now, interestingly, this implant can only be placed in...
Is this something you'd recommend? She doesn't mean for her. She means, would you recommend this type of implant? Bridget is actually beautiful and looks perfect and doesn't need anything.
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, first of all, Bridget, you have to be 22 years old to have this implant. The FDA has placed that rule on this. So you're 15, 16?
22.
All right. Okay. So you have to be 22. There are now three implants, and it all depends on your shape and the volume of your breast. So there's a saline implant. That's silicone on the outside and salt water on the inside. That's one implant that we now have. We have still the old implant, which is just fine for a lot of people. And then we have this new implant. So the plastic surgeon's job is now significantly more difficult because we really have to examine the breast very carefully. And not only do we have to look at volume, but we have to look at the shape of the breast. We actually did not have to consider that before because there was no implant that made a difference. Whether we used saline or whether we used silicone gel, it did not make a difference. Now the shape does make a difference. So we have to look carefully, and decide whether or not a shaped implant is important for you. So the job is a little more complex, and there's going to be a learning curve, by the way, for the plastic surgeons. Many of us are familiar with the concepts already, but it's going to take a little bit of time until we work out all the details of this particular implant. So I wouldn't know, and please keep your clothes on in the studio. We don't want any of those things here.
No, but what I heard, what I heard you say, though, is that we really don't have long-term data on this yet.
Not in this country, Mike, but the company does have in other countries.
How long is the data in the other countries?
They've been around in Brazil and other countries for over a decade, this type of implant.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about what Oscar has to do with your skin and also laser surgery suing the technician, not the doctor, but the doctor gets it in the end, so to speak, pays in the end, and how you can protect yourself. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Arthur Perry in the YouBeauty.com segment, giving us all the straight stuff. We'll be right back.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Insure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Downsized, outsourced, pink slipped? Afraid of losing your home? Forbes magazine named our company one of the top 10 business ideas of 2012, where ordinary people are creating extraordinary incomes.
Hi, I am Elena from Miami. I was a traditional business owner with all the headaches that come with that. But I replaced that multiple franchise income working from home full time, and I spent all the time I want with my son.
Get out of the rat race. Work from home and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hi, David from Boston. I was in the real estate industry
industry for 12 years when the bottom completely fell out of that business. I really had my back against the wall with five young kids depending on me. I've now been in this business for less than a full year, and I'm actually better off today, income-wise, than I was in my best year ever in real estate.
Go to 1OccupyWealth.com now and change your life today. That's the number 1OccupyWealth.com. 1OccupyWealth.com. Start earning great money as soon as next week.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an APGAR score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And the tip of the week, eat plants to keep your lungs happy. Which plants? Well, we'll tell you that in a few minutes. But before we do that, this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and we've got Arthur Perry in the house. Arthur, what does the Oscar have to do with skin beauty?
Well, Mike, you know, tomorrow is of course the Oscars, and everybody's going to be watching that. But there's something even more important that happened this past week, Mike, and that is the great announcement by Organized Plastic Surgery of the most common cosmetic surgical procedures of last year. And I'm sure you were waiting for that, right?
Absolutely.
Of course you were waiting. I know that everybody's been on the edge of their seats. All plastic surgeons, of course, have been. So are you ready to hear what the great announcement was last year?
Yes.
Before, actually, a couple of days ago? Well, if there was a drum roll, too bad we don't have that. But once again, Mike, Botox, botulinum toxin. But you can't imagine the number of procedures done last year. 6.1 million.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. It's up from 5.6 million the year before. Just continues the rise despite a struggling economy. So the procedures that have really increased, you know, Botox, and there's three of them now. There's three different types of Botox, different companies. The fillers are up 5% to 2 million. Then chemical peel and other procedures follow. As far as surgery, now remember that number, 6.1 million Botox procedures. The most common surgical procedure, it's a great segue because we were just talking about it, breast augmentations. 286,000, but they were down 7%. And in fact, Mike, almost all surgical procedures were down last year. except for the facelift, which was up about 6% or so. But, you know, it's really very telling in this field because we're switching, we're changing, we're evolving from a surgical field, you know, cosmetic surgery, to cosmetic medicine. We're doing more and more procedures with fillers and toxins
well, and,
like Botox.
And you said there is a ultrasound device that does a facelift now or gets a result similar to a facelift. I don't know if I'm putting the full, I'm going farther than you said a little bit because it isn't just like, but for some people you can use that in place of a facelift. Is that right? And so you're going to gradually be going more and more this way.
No question about it. That's right. So we have that's Althera, that's high energy focused ultrasound. And I think that's going to replace some of these laser procedures. But if you think about this, Mike, 126,000 facelifts last year, and 65 million women need them. If you think about that, there's a huge spread. So
what do you mean by 65 million women need? What do you mean by define
well,
need?
Mike, now we have to be politically correct.
Yes, yeah, so define need.
All right. All right. That means women who have jowls and deep nasolabial folds and bands of the neck and extra skin of the face. So, no, they don't need that, but could benefit. That's probably
well,
a better word.
Well, but I would say need so. Is there is a there is an eye lift, right? There is decreased vision in some of these women. How many women get the decreased vision from the, or even men, from the eye, the nasolabial, whatever you call it, the eye folds or the eyebrows coming down too far.
Yeah, and I did one of those this week. Someone whose vision was actually obstructed. When your eyelid skin is so much extra eyelid skin that it obstructs your vision, it's like when you're driving. I'm not too verbal here, right? When you're driving and going up a hill, it's like having a baseball hat on. And it obstructs your upper vision. So the blepharoplasty, that's the technical term.
Driving and going up a hill with a baseball. Okay, I got it. So what you're saying
right?
is it's like
right.
you can't see the upper part of your visual field.
Exactly. You lived in San Francisco
Actually,
for a while.
You can't
Imagine
see
driving
the lower
up those
part
hills.
Of your visual field, right?
What's that, Mike?
It would probably be you can't see the lower part because the upper eye sees the lower part, right?
No. You're thinking of the brain. That's the occipital cortex. It's the opposite there. So, you know, for when the eyelid skin obstructs on top, then we don't see the upper visual fields. And that's what happens as we get older. We tend to lose vision in our upper visual field.
And
so,
how
yes,
many people
an eyelid
have
lift.
That?
In the United States, there were 204,000 eyelid lifts last year.
I'm not sure. What's the need?
Good question. I don't know if there's any data with that one, Mike. I don't know how many people actually have symptoms and need it from a physical or a reconstructive standpoint.
Well, before we go on, we should do the Real Age Tip of the Week and tell people we'll be here next week.
Now on You, the Owner's Manual, this is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, M.D.,
And the tip this hour, eat plants to keep your lungs happy. Cutting your risk of lung cancer in half sounds pretty good. And all you may have to do there is to eat more plants. Yes, plant-based edibles like beans, 100% whole grains, fruit, vegetables, and soy food are high in cancer-fighting compounds called phytoestrogens. And in this study, folks with the highest intakes of these nutrients had a 46% lower risk of lung cancer compared with people whose diets were low on the phytoestrogen scale. Of course, the best way, avoid cigarettes, and you reduce your risk by 15-fold or by more than 90%. In the study, only total phytoestrogen intake from food, not supplements, caused the big drop in risk of lung cancer. And interestingly, both smokers and non-smokers got the protective benefit, although for unknown reasons, former smokers benefited a bit less. The researchers suspect that phytoestrogens may interact with your own estrogen receptors, and they're found on normal lung tumors in both men and women, in such a way that they literally interrupt the growth of tumor cells. The real age benefit of getting a balanced, if you will, vegetable-based diet, that is 9 fruits and vegetables a day with very little saturated fat, little red meat, no added sugar, only 100% whole grains, more than 6 years younger. And that's the Real Age tip of the week. Now, we should tell you we'll be back next week with a live show. Arthur Perry will be back here again giving you great surgery, cosmetic surgery, and other advice relating to your skin. Arthur, you've got a new skin, if you will, soap coming out. Is that right?
I do, Mike. Just another month, so hang in there.
What's it called? What's it called?
We're so excited.
What's it called?
It's called Clean Time. Clean Time.
CLEANTHYME.
Right. We've got thyme in it. Thyme's a great antioxidant.
It makes you look younger, so it's a good thing to have thyme. Sonar, thanks for great engineering. Joe Galuski, Bridget, all for contributing. We wish Deb gets back here soon. And, of course, thank you for listening. You're key. You can email us questions anytime at udocs, udocs, @gmail.com.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.